Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to another episode of the RFP Ultra Dads podcast. I'm your co-host, Mike Ubaldini, joined by my partner and fellow Ultra Dad, Brian Shane, talking all things Ultra. Today's episode is proudly brought to you by our sponsor, Time on the Trails, building you a customized journey and experience out on the trails throughout the state of Arizona and beyond. You can find Time on the Trails at www.tottaz.com. Again, www.tottaz.com. Now sit back, grab a tasty beverage, and enjoy Brian and I as we progress further down the trails. Left foot, right foot. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the RFP podcast, episode number 279, Ultra Dad session number 87. Grateful to have you guys here. It's a holiday weekend coming up with Easter and Passover and all that good stuff. So happy holidays to everybody out there. It's a good Friday after the work hour on the East Coast and kind of slow here in the afternoon on the West Coast with the holiday upon us. So I wanted to put this up. Attention was earlier in the week, but just like most of us, life gets away. But I do have some time this afternoon, and I want to put this out. Ideally, was supposed to be last week, but with travel and everything, I had the opportunity today to dig into it before the weekend, so figured I'd share this. So lately, it seems like it's been a book review from Thinking for a Change by John Maxwell, and this is, again, from that book, an excerpt from that book. This one was a particular quote by Thane Yost. I'm not familiar with this person, but the quote, and I didn't do any searches on him and research, but the quote is, "The will to win is worthless if you don't have the will to prepare," end quote. And, you know, I think growing up, at least my generation, you still might hear it today, having that will to win. But as Mr. Yost has described here, is kind of worthless if you don't have the will to prepare. Which there is definitely a lot of truth to that, in my personal opinion. When I read this, my mind kind of went towards, and I might lose people here, but the whole racing and ultra marathon races and just training in general. But the, again, there's that metaphor for life. But I'll tell the stories, and I'll try to articulate it in the form of ultra marathons, and see if any nuggets resonate with anybody. But you know, when I'm in the midst of training for a race or preparing for a race, and it could be really also preparing for anything. I had a couple good important meetings this week with some potential partners. So there's a preparation going into that. If you're ever doing a presentation or taking a test, right? There's that preparation. Obviously, any type of sporting event, or if you're going to a dance recital or a piano recital or a concert, and you're going to perform, right? There's always that preparation, right? That training, quote unquote, that consistent work that we must put in day in and day out. That's not sexy. That's in many cases, sometimes not fun. And oftentimes for me, you just don't want to get out of bed and do it in the morning, right? There's that preparation time, that training time. And when I read the quote, I started thinking about the training that I do for me, particularly with races. And I'm like, will to prepare. I don't think I've ever got to a point, at least now maybe I will, thinking about, you know, I have to have that will to prepare. It just was something that happened subconsciously. I just did it. I think we just do it. We get into, I guess, a routine, a habit of doing the training, of doing the preparation. And of course, like I said, there's moments during training for me, some of those long runs where it just sucks. You know, you don't want to move forward. You know, you don't want to climb that hill. You don't want to go that extra mile. You want to be done. But you know, we know that if we put that, we committed to putting the training in. So we press on, and we grind it out and we get that training in. But as I read the quote and I've looked back, or looked back on training environments and training cycles, I can't think of that. Oh yeah, I could really see where I dug deep and had that will to keep moving forward, to that will to keep preparing, if you will. It just happens, just and it just it's just habits and it just happens, right? When it comes to a race, though, especially these longer ones, as with life, there's that thought, those dark moments that you don't want to keep moving on. You want to quit. You want to give up. You want to sit in that chair. You want to sit on that side of the trail and just sleep. But there's that will, and we could describe that will as our mission or purpose or passion or why, however we want to classify it, that reason that just keeps us moving forward. And I guess my point is I believe they're both correlated, but I'm not really necessarily seeing the connection between that will to prepare and that will to win, quote unquote win, will to finish. Or will to move forward, right? With the preparation, it's a process, right? And for me, as it relates to marathon, ultra marathon, that there is a love for the excuse me, the process, Yeah, not every run that I go on is great and fantastic and exciting and revs my engine, but there's every run that I do after I get done with it, I never think that, ah, shit, I shouldn't have done that. I'm grateful and I feel awesome that I finished it, that I completed it, that I did do it, and even though I may have not wanted to in many cases, I pressed on and I guess I found that will to do it that day. And when I get done, it's just I never have gone on a run where I'm like, oh shit, that didn't feel great. I feel better after every time I do it. And then there's those extra opportune times where I'm blessed with the great fortune of taking a training run either with people or in areas that are just epic. And some of the races, obviously, we get to do are epic as well. And yeah, there's moments in those times that I am in pain and it's hard to press on, but I keep going. In many cases, I have to because either I have to get back to the car or I have to get to the place where Robin's picking me up for whatever the situation may be. But that it's that purpose, right? It's that process that I've come to really like, even though in some moments it sucks. It doesn't mean that you still can't love it and enjoy it. So I guess my point is that I it's hard for me to identify that will during the preparation time. Now, when it comes to other areas, as it relates to ultra marathon, when it comes to other areas, say for like with meetings, and I'm laughing because I'm knowing where this is going as I speak it. With meetings or with presentations to groups or coaching sessions, there I do feel that will to prepare, that desire to be at my best in those situations because I don't want to let people down. I want to be at my best self in those moments where, I'm giving, if you will, or serving others. And that's why I was laughing because when I'm doing the ultra marathon, I mean, to a degree, it's a lot of self-service, right? But I know there are situations where it is serving others, my daughters, my wife, the team that we got out, and there's other folks that, that I'm fortunate enough to be connected with that I hope it's inspiring, right? But my point in telling you that is there's never been a race that I've gone into that I was 100% prepared. There's always something that is off and not completely right. A nick here, something that's not ideal there. Maybe it's allergies or a little bit of a sickness or whatever. I didn't sleep or whatever the case may be. And in all honesty, for me, I really don't give a shit how I perform in those races. I'm not out there to win, right? Because there's so many folks that are uber talented out there that are running these races. And I'm not doing it for that reason. I'm doing it for the joy. I'm doing it because I can. I'm doing it because there's something about being able to move that far on your feet in beautiful areas of the country with like-minded individuals and a culture that does truly give back. But some of the areas in the professional side of it, or the personal side with helping others, there's that servitude, if you want, giving to others. So maybe that's the answer, right? Maybe that's what the reasoning behind that whole will to prepare. I see it more in times of service to others where I feel like I have to be my best self versus a race, for example, where whether I'm my best self or not, I'm still making it to that finish line. And that's where I see that will. But there is that, no matter what, in every situation, typically we have to prepare. We have to train. We have to put the work in, to be that best version of ourself, where we are at that moment in time, with what we have at that moment in time, because the best version of ourselves is consistently different from one day to the next. Like I just said, I can't think of a race where I went when I'm towing that line at the start where there wasn't something off. And in many instances, the offness, if you will, is can be more severe one way or the other. But I know that I'm at that moment when I'm towing that line, however long that race is going to be, I'm going to be the best version of myself in that present moment with what I have, where I'm at. And that goes with me no matter what situation I'm involved in. And the outcomes are always different. I'm not always at my best, but I am at the best version of myself at that moment with what I have. There are times when I go toe that line that I didn't put in the work I should have put in. And the race doesn't, the result of the race shows it, right? Not so much as a function of time or place, but how I felt throughout the race, how I recovered after the race. There's all those components that go into it. What did I learn throughout the race and after the race, right? And those types of situations happen in outside for me in the quote unquote the real world, if you will, in a business situation. When I don't put the time in to prepare for a meeting or prepare for a presentation or a session, coaching session, you feel it. It doesn't, the result, the outcome isn't what you wanted it to be because we weren't at our best self, in the preparation leading up to it. We were our best self in that moment of time with what we had, but we know full well that we could have prepared better. And there's maybe that will to prepare to be able to be at the best possible version of yourself at that present at that current moment. Again, I feel like we're always at the best version of ourselves in that moment. But I also believe, at least for me, I could always be better. I could always put in more work. I could always prepare more. And I think that's maybe what Mr. Yost was talking about when he meant, the will to win, finish, however we want to classify that, is worthless, unless we truly have that will to put in the work and prepare. So wanted to just share that with you folks before we head out for this holiday weekend. Hopefully it hit on some of you and resonating on some of you. Continue the love and support. I really appreciate all the feedback. Go out and have a wonderful holiday weekend with your families and your friends and your loved ones. Be safe out there. Be kind out there. Be compassionate out there. And put in that work, folks. Love you guys. We'll talk to you soon.